Voice of Life. The epigraph is from Solomon. All my many deeds, how they wane beneath the sun. I'm fed up with Bach and Mozart. Had it all together with that happy, superficial jazz. I live like an iron bridge under a cloudy sky after it rains. I'm pressed by things that are and always will be desolate. I'm not completely still in the midst of such desolation. I'm in search of something, constantly in search of something. Although frozen in this terrible state of inertia, I'm also terribly impatient, for the sake of which appetites for food and sex are as nothing. However, what that thing is, I don't know, nor have I ever known. I don't think there are two of them. I think there may only be one. But what that thing is, I don't know, nor have I ever known. Not even how to have so much as a 1 in 8 chance of getting it have I ever known. Sometimes I ask, as though kidding myself, is it a woman? Something sweet? Or is it honor? Then my heart screams, it isn't that. It isn't this. It's neither that nor this. Then is it a song of the sky? A sky song that echoes, mornings, through the stratosphere? 2. No matter what, it cannot be described. Sometimes I only want to describe it briefly, but even though it remains indescribable, I still believe my life is worth living. Oh, that's reality. Undefiled joy, which is to say, just take whatever comes as it is. Everyone, whether he realizes it or not, has this hope, although it's not as simple as victory or defeat. It's a kind of blissful daze that everyone knows, everyone desires, and yet no one can ever fully attain it while they're in this world. However, if happiness is like this, the limits of asceticism, if it is something these wily merchants regard as the pit of stupidity, then the real world, where it is impossible to live without food, must be called unfair. But that's the world all the same, and here we live, and it's not arbitrary injustice. If it is the principle on which we are made, then we can rest for a while, because there are no extremes in the world. 3. In the end, it comes down to passion. Thou, if thou dost boil over with anger from the bottom of thy heart, then rage. Getting angry is natural, so that, even if thou art nearing thy ultimate goal, never, never neglect this word. Thy passion will endure for a time and then subside, but the effect on society will remain and become a hindrance to changing thy conduct henceforth. 4. Evening, under the sky, feeling the singularity of self, one has no complaints about anything.